Today, it's my pleasure to formally announce the establishment of the Institute of Politics at the University of Chicago, directed by nationally renowned political strategist and University of Chicago College alum, David Axelrod.
Thank you. My goal is to bring great practitioners to this campus on a quarterly basis, a group of fellows, each of whom will offer a series of seminars on politics and government, how it's done and how it's communicated from their own rich experiences.
As someone who wants to go into public service, this institute will only enrich the immense amount of opportunities we already have at the University of Chicago to really get involved in not only our local community, but hopefully our national community as well.
I'm excited to see all that this institute will bring to our campus and all that we students will make of it.
I think it's definitely exciting news. The event itself with the panelists was exciting enough, and then this announcement of the creation of the institute sort of just blew it out of the ballpark. This really gives us a space to sort of have political discussions and debates, and moreover provides opportunities for students to really explore a career in public service.
I want to place as many students as we can in internships and campaigns and government agencies and newsrooms, in all the vital places where public life plays out. I want to make the University of Chicago a premier destination for prominent and provocative speakers, players on the public stage through programs such as the one we're going to experience today.
I teach a course on the American presidency, and invariably at the end of the course, I have a number of students come to talk to me about how they might be able to get into politics. And that's something that the faculty here, myself included, are pretty poorly equipped to get them going. We know how to encourage them to think about politics, but not how to actually get involved. And so to have an institute of this caliber with these kinds of offering to students is really fantastic.
There's this great moment where the moderator interjects when Castellanos is speaking, and he says, is that what Huntsman would have done?
That's somewhere out there. There's a guy who's not an old Republican, but a new Republican.
Is somebody, that what John Huntsman was trying to do?
No, that's what he could have done.
The speed at which he responded made me realize that all of these people have these deep dives on every aspect of politics.
What he could have been is there's a Republican Party out there that attracts younger voters with socially libertarian policies, but fiscally conservative. And when you see a campaign like Huntsman that did get some youth support, that tells you something. You look at that next time.
Every single one of them had a framework for viewing the world that they articulate so beautifully, and yet not all of them overlap. And that type of sometimes overlapping and sometimes clashing framework, I think, is something that Axelrod will continue to bring as he brings great minds who have ways of seeing the public sphere and seeing public policy through different lenses. And I'm excited to hear every single one of those great minds.